Li Qiang set to deliver his government work report, where he will announce China's economic growth target for the year. According to an official report that CNA saw moments ago, China is targeting GDP growth of around 5%. It will also aim to create 12 million new jobs across the nation in the coming year. Defense spending for 2025, meantime, is set to rise 7.2% year on year.
This year's NPC meetings, while they come amid escalating trade tensions between Beijing and Washington, as the rival economies engage in a tit-for-tat tariffs war. While Beijing had slapped retaliatory tariffs on a range of American imports on Tuesday, minutes after a fresh 10% U.S. levy on Chinese imports came into effect. Now, this is the second round of tariffs both nations have imposed on each other since February.
Observers will also be closely watching for China's foreign policy stance regarding geopolitical challenges such as Taiwan, as well as Russia's war with Ukraine.
The third session of the 14th NPC has an expected attendance of 2,929. Today, the actual attendance is 2,880. 49 were absent, and we are up to the legal standard. Now, I declare the third session of the 14th NPC of People's Republic of China is opened. Please all rise up and sing the national anthem.
Lawmakers also expected to hold meetings and discussions throughout the next week on a range of topics, including on the development of tech. We're mainly talking about AI.
And as we look at pictures of the meeting and the president just moments ago, Xi Jinping, it is important to note that the nation's top legislature's role is seen as a largely ceremonial one. Now, the body doesn't have the power to decide legislation, but rather formalizes decisions already taken by leaders of China's Communist Party. Just want to quickly remind, you know, everyone that the growth target of 5% was widely expected. And Beijing saying that this target is aligned with China's mid and long-term development goals, but also a reflection, you know, of its resolve to face a number of difficulties that China is facing. And there are a number of them: employment, for example, deflation, domestic consumption, the real estate market, another one, you know, that requires, if you like, a resolution. And, of course, there's the ongoing potential trade war with the U.S. as well. Also important, perhaps, to note that this is the third consecutive year that GDP growth has been set at 5%.
I will now report to you on the work of the government for your deliberation and also for comments from members of the National Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference. First, review of our work in 2024. The year 2024 was a truly remarkable year in China's development journey. At its third plenary session, the 20th Central Committee of the CPC set forth plans for future deepening reform comprehensively to advance Chinese modernization. We celebrated the 75th anniversary of the founding of PRC, greatly inspiring patriotism and dedication in the Chinese people of all ethnic groups. Over the past year, in the face of complex and challenging developments marked by mounting external pressures and growing domestic difficulties, we, the Chinese people of all ethnic groups, have overcome difficulties and continued to forge ahead under the strong leadership of the CPC Central Committee with comrade Xi Jinping at its core. We ensured overall stable performance and steady growth of economy and accomplished the main goals and tasks in 2024 in terms of economic and social development. Solid headway was made in pursuing high-quality growth and fostering new quality productive forces. China's economic strength, scientific and technological capabilities, and composite national strengths continued to rise, and solid new strides were made in advancing Chinese modernization. Stable performance was consolidated and sustained. Steady expansion of the economy. China's GDP rose to 134.9 trillion yuan, a year-on-year increase of 5%. In terms of job opportunities and the CPI, they're overall steady. 12.56 million new jobs were added in the urban areas, and the surveyed unemployment rate in urban areas averaged 5.1%. CPI rose up by 0.2%. A basic equilibrium in the balance of payments. Foreign trade reached a record high, and global market share of China's exports increased steadily. Foreign exchange reserves surpassed $3.2 trillion U.S. Steady progress in ensuring the people's well-being. Per capita disposable income grew by 5.1% in real terms. Achievements were made in poverty alleviation. Greater support was provided to ensure the social stability. New advancements were made in a solid way. New advancements in industrial upgrading, grain output hit a new high of 700 million metric tons. The new energy vehicles has passed the 13 million mark. Innovative capacity was further enhanced. Chang'e number 6 mission completed humanity's first ever sample collection from the far side of the moon, and Mengxiang ocean drilling vessel was delivered and commissioned. New improvements were made in the ecological environment. In cities at and above prefecture level, the average concentration of PM2.5 fell by 2.7%. Energy consumption per unit of GDP dropped by more than 3%. New breakthroughs in reform and opening up. We implemented the reform plans of institutional reform by developing the national market and postponing the retirement age and other major reform measures. In manufacturing sector, foreign investment access restrictions were cancelled and lifted. Trade and investment cooperation under the Belt and Road Initiative was steadily expanded and upgraded.
Our achievement in 2024 did not come easily. The adverse impacts of changes in the international environment increased, and some deep-seated structural problems that had been building up in the country for years came to a head. Sluggish domestic demand was compounded by weak public expectations along with other issues, and the difficulty in sustaining stable economic growth has increased. However, we responded to this array of difficulties with both active and effective steps. We redoubled the policies to improve macro regulations in a timely manner. In particular, we took actions that was decided by the Political Bureau of the Central Committee at the meeting on September 26. During this process, we deepened our understanding of the laws governing economic work and became more keenly aware that the centralized, unified leadership of the Party Central Committee is essential to doing our economic work well. It is also clear that we must properly handle the relationship between an efficient market and a well-functioning government, between aggregate supply and demand, between fostering new growth drivers and upgrading old ones, between optimizing allocation of new resources and making the best use of existing ones, and between enhancing quality and expanding total output. What we have achieved once again proves that under the strong leadership of the CPC Central Committee with Comrade Xi Jinping at its core, and with the dedicated efforts of our people across the country, we can prevail over any difficulty in pursuing development. Over the past year, we continued to deepen our understanding of and apply Xi Jinping's thoughts on socialism with Chinese characteristics for a new era, firmly held the authority of the CPC Central Committee with Comrade Xi Jinping at its core and its centralized unified leadership, followed party leadership in every aspect and throughout the process of government work, and we have mainly engaged in the following work. First, we took more robust and innovative measures in conducting macro regulations in light of evolving conditions and promoted economic recovery and growth. We have strengthened countercyclical macro controls and introduced targeted measures, and China's economy saw a trend of a V-shape throughout the year, and we have made strong push to implement fiscal and monetary policies, and we have lowered the required reserve ratio and policy interest rate twice. And we also expanded the two new projects, and we increased the support for for stabilization of the housing market, and we also lowered the down payment for home buyers. Efforts were made to repurchase loan and projects, and we have also expanded the swap of 6 trillion yuan worth of local government debt quota. Second, we deepened reform and opening up comprehensively with unswerving commitment and boosted international an internal momentum of development. We overhauled regulations impeding the development of a unified national market. We deepened the reform of SOEs and continued to optimize the development environment of private sector. Also cultivated new growth points of foreign trade. Foreign trade is now exerting a greater contribution to economic growth, and we have strengthened opening up for all the countries with diplomatic relations with China. If they are a least developed countries, and they will be entitled to zero tariffs if they trade with China. We also extended the visa-free transit stays to more countries. And third, we made major efforts to promote innovation-driven development and upgraded the industrial structure. We boosted China's strength in science and technology, rolled out major national Santech programs across the board, and improved the technology in industry. And we have Beidou navigation satellite system, commercial space, and a new type of energy storage. The value added of the core industries of the digital economy rose to about 10% of GDP. Four, we advanced coordinated development between urban and rural areas and between different regions and improved the economic layout. The urbanization rate climbed to 67%. We continued our efforts to consolidate the foundations of agriculture and made important headways in rural revitalization. A number of regional development policies and policies for integrated development were rolled out. Fifth, we actively developed social programs and improved the people's well-being. College graduates and people out of poverty and migrant workers, among other key population groups, have had a stable situation of employment. The scholarship program has been expanded. The student loan has lowered its interest, benefiting 34 million students. We also advanced mutual recognition of clinical test results from different medical institutions, and also the basic pension standards have been increased. A lump sum livelihood subsidy has been issued, benefiting over 11 million people. The culture market is boosted. Our athletes won the best results in Olympic Games in Paris. Six, we continued to strengthen environmental protection and promoted green and low-carbon development. The discharge of major pollutants has continued the trend of decrease. We also pushed ahead, reducing the pollution in areas of deserts and sandy lakes. And the share of electricity generated from non-fossil fuels increased, accounting for close to 40% of the total power generation. And we also launched the National Voluntary Greenhouse Gas Emission Reduction Trading Market. Seven, we enhanced government performance and government innovation and ensured social stability and harmony. We implemented the Party Central Committee's strategic plans for conducting full and rigorous party self-governance, strictly complied with the Central Party Leadership's 8-point decision on improving discipline. We reduced the burden to the grassroots and enhanced our efforts in fighting against corruption. We also submitted 19 legislative proposals to the Standing Committee of the NPC and revised 28 administrative regulations. We readily accepted oversight in compliance with the law and handled with keen attention recommendations from NPC deputies and proposals from the CPPCC. We wrote out two lists of major matters covered by one-step government service, and strengthened emergency management and seed production, and fight against criminal activities so as to ensure prosperity and social stability. In 2024, we made new advances in conducting major country diplomacy with Chinese characteristics. President Xi Jinping and other party and state leaders visited numerous countries and attended the Astana Summit of Shanghai Cooperation Organization and BRICS Summit and APEC Economic Leaders Summit. China also successfully held the Beijing Summit of the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation, among other major diplomatic events. We promoted the building of a community with a shared future for mankind and consolidated partnership across the globe. China made important contributions to peace and development in the world. We owe our achievements in 2024 to General Secretary Xi Jinping, who is at the helm charting the course, and to the sound guidance of Xi Jinping's thoughts on socialism with Chinese characteristics for a new era. We also owe them to the strong leadership of the Party Central Committee with Comrade Xi at its core, and to the concerted efforts of the whole party, the armed forces, and the Chinese people of all ethnic groups.
On behalf of the State Council, I express sincere thanks to all our people and to all other political parties, people's organizations, and public figures from all sectors of society. I express heartfelt appreciation to our fellow countrymen and women in the Hong Kong and Macau special administrative regions in Taiwan and overseas. I also expressed sincere thanks to the governments of other countries, international organizations, and friends across the world that have shown understanding and support for us in China as we pursue modernization. We are keenly aware of the problems and challenges that confront us internationally. An increasingly complex and severe external environment may exert a greater impact on China in areas such as trade and science and technology. Unilateralism and protectionism are on the rise. Multilateral trading system is experiencing disruptions. And the basis for our economic pickup is unstable. Effective demand is insufficient. Some enterprises have difficulties in production and operation. The employment and revenue increase are under pressure. Some basic level fiscal budget is in difficulties. Some cadres have misconduct or have no actions. In some places and localities, corruption is frequent. So we must confront those difficulties and problems and at the same time cement our confidence in development. China has its distinctive system advantage with large-sized market and complete industrial system and rich personnel and talent resources and other edges. And the basic trend of long-term economic pickup will remain unchanged. And the giant ship of China's economy will continue to cleave the waves and sail steadily toward the future. Second, overall requirements and policy orientations for economic and social development in 2025. The year 2025 is the final year for implementing the 14th Five-Year Plan. To deliver, we in government must, under the strong leadership of the Party Central Committee with Comrade Xi Jinping at its core, do the following. Follow the guidance of Xi Jinping thought on socialism with Chinese characteristics for a new era. Fully implement the guiding principles from the 20th National Congress and the second and third plenary sessions of the 20th Party Central Committee. Adhere to the general principle of pursuing progress while ensuring stability. Fully and faithfully apply the new development philosophy on all fronts. Move faster to create a new pattern of development and make solid progress in high-quality development. Further deepen reform comprehensively and expand high standard opening up. Modernize the industrial system, better ensure both development and security, implement more proactive and effective macro policies, boost domestic demand, promote integrated advancements in technological and industrial innovation, ensure stability in the real estate market and the stock market, guard against and diffuse risks in key areas and external shocks, stabilize expectations and boost economic vitality, promote sustained economic recovery and growth, keep improving people's living standards, maintain social harmony and stability, fulfill the targets and tasks set in the 14th Five-Year Plan to a high standard. These efforts will enable us to lay a solid foundation for a good start to the 15th Five-Year Plan. The main targets for development this year are as follows. GDP growth of around 5%, surveyed urban unemployment rate of around 5.5%, over 12 million new urban jobs, CPI increase of around 2%, growth in personal income in step with economic growth, a basic equilibrium in the balance of payments, grain output of around 1.4 trillion jin, a drop of around 3% in energy consumption per capita GDP, continued improvements in the environment. The target of GDP growth of 5% fully takes into account the need to stabilize employment, prevent risks, and improve people's well-being, as well as the potential for growth and conditions supporting growth. So, it underscores our resolve to meet difficulties head-on and strive hard to deliver. We will make progress in steady way and innovate while maintaining the achievements. We will improve the toolkits of our policies and make dynamic readjustment in our policies in response to the conditions so that our macro control would be more farsighted, targeted, and effective. We will implement more proactive fiscal policies. This year, the budget rate, the deficit rate is designed to be 4%, 1 percentage point higher than last year. The deficit size is 5.66 trillion RMB yuan, 1.6 trillion more than last year. And we will also issue the long-term special bond, 1.3 trillion RMB yuan. We design to have 4.4 trillion RMB yuan of local government dedicated bond. This year, the total newly added government debt will stay at 11.86 trillion yuan, 2.9 trillion yuan more than last year. We must accelerate the allotment of different kinds of budget so as to support the actual expenditure. We will keep optimizing the expenditure structure. The government will be frugal so that more fund will be allocated for people's well-being and to meet people's need. We will take moderately loose monetary policy. At a proper time, we will reduce the interest rate and reserve rate to ensure sufficient liquidity. The money supply increase will be aligned with our economic growth target and the price index. We will optimize and innovate the structural monetary policies and more aggressively support the sound development of the real estate and stock markets. We will smooth away the monetary policy channels so as to further reduce the cost of social financing. We must be people-centered in our macro policies. So more economic policies will focus on benefiting the people and boosting consumption. More resources will be invested on people's benefits and people's livelihood, in order to have a virtuous cycle of economic growth and livelihood improvement. We must better utilize the policy mix. We will set up an evaluation work mechanism of our macro policies to improve the matching of the policy goals, tools, time points, and strengths and paces. We will coordinate the policy implementation and expectation management. To fulfill the targets of this year, we must implement comprehensively Xi Jinping's thoughts on our economy and give top priority to high-quality growth. And we will consistently expand domestic demand and have the supply-side structural reform. With the reform, we will mobilize the initiatives of all sides.
Three key government tasks in 2025. First, vigorously boost domestic consumption and increase the efficacy of investments and comprehensively expand domestic demand. And we will practice the special initiatives to boost consumption and optimize consumption environment and unleash multifaceted and diversified potential of consumption and promotes consumption upgrading. We will also issue an ultra-long special treasury bond totaling 300 billion yuan to support consumer goods trading program. And we also create a full range of new consumption scenarios to advance the growth of digital, green, smart, and other types of consumption. And we will also introduce measures to unleash the consumption potential in culture and sports-related industry so as to create a safe and reassuring environment for consumption. Efforts will be made to expand effective investment. We will better leverage the investment toolbox of government at different levels and select key projects and make the most use of our funding support and fight against ineffective investments. This year, 335 billion yuan will be earmarked in the central government budget for investments. We will put ultra-long special treasury bond to good use to support a top-down organization and coordination to ensure great support for the major national strategies. We will support investment from the private sector so as to create even greater space for private capital to develop new quality productive forces and accelerate the development of a modernized industrial system. We will foster emerging industries and industries for the future. Strategic emerging industries will be better integrated. New technology, new products, and new scenarios will be applied across the board. Biomanufacturing, quantum technology, embodied AI, and 6G technology will be further cultivated. We will promote orderly industrial development and healthy competition and foster a number of competitive enterprises so that they can trailblaze in new fields and new tracks. We will also support the transformation of traditional industries. Efforts will be made to advance industrial foundation, re-engineering and major technology and equipment research. Efforts will be made to optimize the transformation of traditional industry. We will foster some popular brands, quality products, and renowned traditional industries. We will unleash the creativity of the digital economy. The AI Plus initiative will be further advanced. We will develop smart IoT and new energy-based vehicles, computers, and 5G, and the next generation of smart terminals. 5G technology will be applied in large scale. The innovation-driven developments will be accelerated, and we will also standardize the development of platform economy. Three, implement the strategy of invigorating China through science and technology and boost the overall performance of China's innovation system. We will build a high-quality education system. The three-year action plan for strengthening education will be drawn up and implemented. The standard system will be rolled out for compulsory education and expand the offering of higher education services and roll out free-of-charge preschool education. We will also strengthen the construction of double first-standard universities. Efforts will also be made to enhance the morality of teachers and to deepen the reform of education. We will accelerate the pace of transformation from a big country in education into a strong education power. We will improve self-reliance and strength in science and technology. Efforts will be made to plan some major scientech innovation and breakthroughs. And we will support the reform, institutional restructuring of scientific research institutions. From a system perspective, we will ensure that enterprises can get involved in major national scientech programs. Efforts will be made to facilitate commercialization of technologies and boost popular science initiatives. We will publicize and spread the spirits of scientific practitioners and build an environment that empowers innovation. We will enhance the overall caliber of talents, and efforts will be made to cultivate the talents pool, and we will be bold enough to allow young talents to play a bigger role. The talents stratification system will be rolled out to incentivize the vast amount of talents. Four, accelerate the implementation of landmark reform measures and better leverage the leading role of economic structural reform. We'll make effective moves to stimulate the vitality of market entities, and we will remain unswervingly committed to promoting SOEs and the private sector. We remain deeply committed to rolling out a number of policies to support the private sector, and wage arrears will be resolved. Special activity will be taken to enhance the enforcement of law, and the government will follow an approach of service so as to bring warmth to enterprises. And we will also make thorough efforts to develop a unified national market. Efforts will be made to fight against rat race competition, and we will implement a negative list so as to improve the access for new forms of business and new sectors. Policies will be introduced to improve the social credit system and develop an integrated credit repair system. We will also work faster to develop a unified and open transportation market and launch an initiative to cut logistic costs across society. Reforms will be conducted in the fiscal, taxation, and financial systems. Faster moves will be taken to collect excess tax on some items. Further down the production to consumption chain, with the power of collection being passed to local governments, the capital market investment and financing activities will be refined, and we will also improve the standards and foundational institutions for technology finance and green finance. Five, expand higher standard opening up and stabilize foreign trade and investment. We will work for stable development of foreign trade and optimize the financial services involving investment, financing, settlement, and foreign exchanges, and expand the scale and coverage of export credit insurance and provide support to enterprises in cross-border e-commerce. We will support the integrated development of domestic and foreign trade and work faster to address unified development of both domestic trade and international trade, and we will cultivate new growth drivers such as digital trade and green trade, among others. We will vigorously encourage foreign investment. Efforts will be made to deepen the openness of the service sector and other open sectors such as telecommunications, medical services, and education. We will encourage, we will ensure national treatment for foreign-funded enterprises in fields such as production factors. Efforts will be made to build a market-based, legal, and standard business environment so as to facilitate the development of foreign-funded enterprises.
Promote solid and steady progress in high-quality development of BRI initiative. We coordinate to facilitate some small but beautiful livelihood improvement projects. In terms of legal, financial, and logistic services, we will encourage comprehensive services overseas to optimize the international cooperation landscape in the industrial chain and supply chain, deepen bilateral and multilateral and regional economic cooperation. We will continuously expand the free trade network globally, and we will safeguard the multilateral trade mechanism with the WTO as its core so as to further expand the convergence of interests for common development. Six, effectively preventing and diffusing risks in key areas and ensuring that no systemic risks arise. We will make continued efforts to stem the downturn and restore stability in the real estate market. We will increase the land supply for real estate market, revitalize the reserved land and commercial houses. We will prevent any default risk in the real estate developers. We will effectively and orderly establish relevant institutional designs to speed up the new model design for the real estate market. We will try to build safe, comfortable, green, and intelligent houses. Take steady measures to defuse local government debt risks. We will improve and implement the whole basket debt diffusion plan, optimize the performance evaluation and control measures to readjust the highly risky areas with high debt. We will also try to curb any illegal behaviors in issuing bond or debt. We will take active measures to prevent financial risks. We will try to support local areas to make transformations. And we will also take measures like a market withdrawal to diffuse the risks. We will improve the regulation system, encourage the coordination between central government and local government regulations. We will do our best to make a plan to deal with the external risks and shocks to safeguard financial stability and safety. Seventh, making every effort to deliver in work relating to agricultural rural areas and rural residents and taking solid steps to advance all around rural revitalization. We will work on quality improvement and improvement of the areas of arable land. We will take high quality measures to build up the high standard farmland. We will speed up the agriculture equipment and machines R&D process and disseminate the agricultural scientific and technological results on a large scale. All localities must hold themselves accountable for food security. We will keep working to consolidate and build on our achievements in poverty alleviation. By improving the efficacy of monitoring and assistance, we will build on the progress achieved to ensure that people are lifted out of poverty, to prevent any relapse into or occurrence of poverty. Greater follow-up support will be given to people relocated from inhospitable areas, and tailored assistance will be provided to improve the performance of local industries. We will also ramp up employment support and expand the scope of work relief policies. We will take categorized measures to offer more assistance for those people while consolidating the results of poverty alleviation and revitalizing the villages. We will solidly promote the rural areas reform and development. And we will extend the rural land contracts by another 30 years upon the expiration of the current second round contracts and scale up province-wide trials of this purpose. We will expand the channels of revenue making of the farmers, and we will try to take customized measures to build livable and harmonious and beautiful villages. 8th, advancing new urbanization and coordinated regional development and further improving the spatial layout of development. We will advance strategic initiatives for new urbanization. We will take well-conceived and systemic measures to grant permanent urban residency to people moving to cities from rural areas. We will ensure that they have full access to basic public services in their place of permanent residence, and will intensify support to see that children living with them receive compulsory education in cities. And they will also be eligible to join the housing support system, and they will have smooth access to social security channels. We will also support the old households' restoration to build up livable, resilient, and smart cities. We will make more efforts to implement the measures in regions. We will actively cultivate new growth points to magnify the effects in the main functional areas. We will also encourage other areas to take customized measures to grow themselves. In eastern, western, and central areas, we will encourage industrial coordination. 9. We will take coordinated efforts to cut carbon emissions, reduce pollution, pursue green development, and boost economic growth and accelerate green transition. We will enhance pollution prevention and control and ecological conservation. We will continue our drive to keep the skies blue, waters clear, and lands clean. We will formulate an action plan for the comprehensive treatment of the solid waste, better coordinate the treatment of new pollutants, and strengthen control of environmental risks. We will actively promote the pilot projects of A Beautiful China to keep meeting people's aspiration for better ecological environment. We will accelerate the development of green and low-carbon development. We will implement the green low-carbon technologies projects and cultivate new growth points such as green architecture. We will cut off those heavily polluting projects effectively, strengthen the utilization and recycling of the wastes, so as to encourage the formulation of green and low-carbon production methods and lifestyle. We will take steady measures to hit the decarbonization targets. We will set up a batch of zero-carbon parks and factories. We will have a carbon emissions accounting and statistics, and set up the carbon footprint management system, carbon labels certification system. We will also set up some new energy bases in the Gobi Deserts and encourage the pilot projects to be implemented in pursuing low-carbon development. We will also take active measures to lead the climate governance. 10th, we will extend our efforts in security and people's livelihood to improve social governance efficacy. We will take more measures to stabilize and expand employment. We support the labor-intensive industries to create more jobs and stabilize the job opportunities. We will coordinate between the new technology application and the job opportunity transition and create new opportunities. We will extend the channels of job creation for the new graduates. We will also take measures to protect the laborers' legitimate rights and interests and offer more training opportunities for the workers, so those who contribute more could be better paid and those who innovate could have a higher earning. Strengthen basic healthcare services. We will promote the public hospital reform and improve the remuneration system. We will optimize the collective procurement of drugs and enhance the supervision of the drugs so the patients could have a safer medical service. We will also support the pricing mechanism reform to support the development of innovative drugs.
We will improve the mechanism for TEM drugs innovation. We strengthen regulation over medical funds so as to ensure that each and every penny is used to improve the benefits of the people. We will also improve social welfare and social support. The minimum standard of basic pension will be increased by another 20 yuan, and retirees will have their pension increased. Social support will be rolled out for home-based elderly care. We will vigorously support the elderly care with dining support and rehabilitation tools, and childbirth support policies will be enhanced. Monthly subsidies will be rolled out. A stratified social secure and support system will be introduced to ensure the basic livelihood of people living in poverty. We promote cultural ethical advancement. Important efforts will be made to enhance socialist values and moralities. Broadcast, movie and documentary related work will be further improved. We will also disseminate fine cultural resources to the grassroots and improve the cultural industry and market system, and also support the construction of cultural facilities and launch a population-wide fitness campaign. And health intervention will be strengthened for the juvenile and the youth so that the youth can truly improve their level of health. We will also safeguard national security and social stability. The overall national security concept will be implemented across the board. Biosecurity concepts will be further implemented. The three-year action plan for safe production will be deepened, and safe campus food will be introduced. We will also improve public legal services and make it more affordable and accessible, and build a higher level of peaceful China initiative. We will begin formulating the 15th five-year plan this year. We should make an in-depth analysis of new plans by considering.
And you've been listening to Premier Li Qiang deliver the government's work plan for 2025, also touching on the achievements of 2024. I want to get straight to the main numbers now, Teresa. I think people have been looking for, first of all, the GDP growth target for 2025, set at around 5%. Li Qiang saying this, you know, reflects, you know, the desire for a stable economy to take care of the well-being of the people, but also a reflection, if you like, of the resolve to address the challenges that the Chinese economy, that China is facing right now. And there are quite a few. Quick run through of the other numbers as well. The jobless rate set at 5.5 to bring it down to 5.5, CPI 2%. And a very important number, the deficit to GDP ratio at 4% for this year, a full percentage point higher, reflecting a desire to spend more to stabilize the Chinese economy.
All right, lots to break down here. Investors are closely watching the policy priorities laid out by Beijing to see where the economy is headed this year. And Liz is standing by for some market reaction.
Yeah, thanks for that, Teresa. We are seeing markets in Greater China region trading higher as investors, of course, weigh that policy speech against rising tariff risks on the world's second largest economy. Seeing a strong trade there from the Hang Seng. It's trading higher by more than 2%. The Shanghai Composite is about flat, and the Shenzhen component is about 0.2% higher. This as we also await some major developments in the U.S. President Donald Trump set to address Congress in just a few minutes from now. We will take you there as well. focusing on the matter at hand now, China and its work plan. We have Tommy Wu now. He's senior China economist at Commerzbank AG to talk more about this. Tommy, so some key figures here. Around 5% GDP growth this year. Third consecutive year that it's been set at this figure. And what does this signify to you? Because this figure coming despite an escalating trade war with the U.S. And on top of that, we're seeing CPI target revised down to 2%. That makes it the lowest in more than two decades. And so have policymakers finally come to terms with lingering deflation?
Well, I think the target of 5% shows that Beijing has confidence in the domestic economy. And also they do, as you said, the 2% target for inflation is lower than the usual 3%. So meaning that they do acknowledge the domestic economic difficulties that China is facing. And to probably try to boost the domestic economy, they will basically impose stronger, better policy easing. The fact that they raised the fiscal deficit ratio to 4% from 3% in the past signifies that they're ready to do more. And also there are more focus on consumer spending, helping the households and also the private sector as well.
Yeah, so that point about the budget deficit being raised to around 4%, so that is the highest in over three decades. Where do you think they can get, you know, they can source this additional funding rollout?
So, yeah, it's interesting because the 4% or the 1 percentage point raise doesn't really include the special bonds increase that they will do as well. So basically, the overall, the size of the budget will actually be much larger than last year. Where will get that the source of funding? That's an interesting question because I would say that basically they have to expand. You know, beside a special bond issuance, they will have to expand the general government bond issuance as well. Given that the revenue generated from taxes and probably from land won't be as much as in the past. So, but then the bigger deficit ratio also signifies that they're ready to spend more. So I think the funding would primarily be still coming from raising debt. Now from the central government perspective, the debt ratio is still pretty low. So at around 25% of GDP or so, which is low by international standards. So it still have room to raise. Now the issue is more about on the local government side, and the debt swap program will probably help in that sense as well. Mm.
Unfortunately, Tommy, we don't really have time for very much, but I have to get in one more question, and that is on the defense spending for this year. It's set to rise 7.2% year-on-year. This high coming despite Chinese economy experiencing a slowdown. I mean, what does it say about the country's priorities and whether the military spending increases can actually be sustained given other competing domestic priorities?
I think basically China trying to do a lot of things at the same time, boosting military spending or try to save, rescue the property sector, boosting the domestic economy. So there are lots of priorities, but that's just, as usual, the Chinese government tries to achieve multiple tasks at the same time, also boosting the technology sector as well, boosting your self-reliance on and innovation in technology. So I am not too surprised that they will do, a lot of things at the same time. But I would finally say that I think to achieve the 5% target, I actually find it a bit ambitious given all the challenges they have domestically and also externally.
All right, Tommy, many thanks for your analysis on the update on the China economy with Premier Li Qiang laying out the government report. That was Tommy Wu, senior China economist at Commerzbank AG.
If you're just joining us on Asia First, you are watching an extended edition of the show. We are bringing you live updates as President Trump prepares to address a joint session of Congress.
Now, traditionally, the annual speech is otherwise known as the State of the Union. But it being his first after taking office less than 2 months ago, it's just known.